91X News.
It's 3 degrees and raining at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Katrina Genovason. It's a mixed bag of weather with snow, freezing rain, ice pellets, and heavy rain across Ontario. People in parts of northern Ontario are dealing with heavy, wet snow, with whiteout conditions near North Bay. There's a snowfall warning for Algonquin Park and up into the upper Muskokas, and freezing rain warning in Huntsville. The mixed bag of snow, ice pellets, and freezing rain covers an area stretching from Haliburton to Bancroft through to the Ottawa Valley and into Ottawa. Overnight, there was a heavy rain in southern Ontario with several power outages reported. The storm system is expected to make its way out of the province during the day. But here in the Quinte region, Quinte Conservation Water Resources Manager Brian Keane says forecasts show more rain is on the way, with up to 50 millimeters expected tomorrow. Keane released a special weather statement yesterday advising parents and guardians to keep children away from water. Belleville police are seeking help from the public after a male allegedly exposed himself to a 13-year-old girl yesterday. The incident occurred on a footpath that connects Gilbert and Lemoyne Streets. The male is described as being white, approximately 5'7 in height, with dark hair, big lips, clean-shaven, and is heavy-set. At the time, the male was wearing a black hat, a black jacket, and black sweatpants. The Ontario Provincial Police say two separate hotel sex assaults on two young girls could be related. Over the weekend, a young girl was sexually assaulted in an elevator at the Hampton Inn in Napanee while she was with two other children. In December 2009, the OPP's Quinte West Detachment investigated a sexual assault on another girl in a Holiday Inn hallway. That girl was also with other children at the time of that assault. The OPP believe the two incidents are related. They are warning parents to keep an eye on their children at all times. Police say the suspect is a white male, 6 feet tall, with short dark hair and brown eyes. Prince Edward Hastings candidates will be heading to Loyalist College tonight. It's their second debate this week. On Monday, coalition was the hot-button topic. Liberal candidate Peter Tinsley says politicians aren't able to reach a compromise.
The only difference between a coalition and a minority government which is able to function on the basis of compromise is some degree of structural coordination or integration. We don't seem to be able to achieve compromise, or when I say we, I disassociate myself from that. It's clearly Mr. Harper.
Northumberland Quinte West candidates will be debating in Bloomfield next Tuesday. Both meetings start at 7 o'clock. Ontario is investing in a number of local libraries to help build its collection and programs. It's all in an effort to strengthen community services. The McGuinty government says providing free, reliable, and consistent access to information supports literacy, skills development, and research. MPP for Prince Edward Hastings, Leona Dombrowski, says the provincial support will mean residents in Prince Edward Hastings will have more access to information and resources. She added this access will foster knowledge and new ideas. Helping Ontarians develop the skills they need to succeed is part of the province's Open Ontario plan. Motorists using the ferry between Glenora and Adolphus Town will have to drive the long way around today. A ferry worker says there's been some mechanical problems and the vessel is out of service. Whether or not the ferry will be in operation by tomorrow is still unknown. The major party leaders are zeroing in on some key ridings with just a dozen days left before the voting day. Liberal leader Mike Lignatieff takes his campaign east in a bid to recover two former grip ridings from the Tories in New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. Conservative leader Stephen Harper has events scheduled in eastern Quebec and New Brunswick. And New Democrat Jack Layton visits the Tory town of Essex. A lot of Canadians are struggling to make ends meet, Don Kelly reports.
Only a third of the people TD Canada Trust surveyed online say they don't have enough money to cover their living expenses. 54% say it's a real struggle or impossible to save. 38% say they don't have any savings. On the positive side, 30% of the respondents say they do have enough money saved to cover their living expenses for at least 4 months. The survey found customers' top priorities are saving for retirement, paying off credit cards, and saving for major purchases or vacations. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Ottawa is appealing an Ontario court ruling that could lead to the legalization of marijuana. The federal government says Justice Donald Taliano made critical errors in law in his April 11th ruling. The ruling declared the federal medical marijuana program unconstitutional. The case involves a St. Catharines man who, despite his various ailments, was unable to get a license to legally possess medical marijuana. Taliano ordered Ottawa to fix the program by July or face the prospect of effectively legalizing pot. High water levels are taking a toll on the flood-weary in Manitoba. Almost 800 people have been forced from their homes as a precaution. More than 30 municipalities have declared a state of emergency. And the province's Emergency Measures Department says the flood woes are far from over. The Red River is expected to crest along the Manitoba-U.S. border this weekend or early next week. In Saskatchewan, there's a state of emergency in 14 communities due to flooding. NASA's next-to-last space shuttle flight is set to begin late next week. Endeavour is scheduled to blast off April 29th on its final voyage, the second last before the shuttle program ends.
The emotional aspect is very, very real, and it's very difficult to put into words.
Only one other launch remains, by Atlantis, at the end of June. That's 91X News to 1206. Mike Walpshall has sports next.
It's a new year, and Applebee's has new entrees on our unbelievably great-tasting and under 550 calories menu, like our signature sirloin with sautéed shrimp and a creamy garlic sauce, or our new teriyaki shrimp pasta. Six entrees to choose from, all under 550 calories, because you deserve all the taste with none of the trade-offs. Only at Applebee's. There's no place like the neighborhood.
Applebee's, Belleville, 265 North Front Street, three blocks south of the 401.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Wobshaw with 91X Sports. It's day two of the Dudley Hewitt Cup, and the Wellington Dukes are back in action against the Sioux Eagles of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan at 2 p.m. The Eagles are fresh off their 6-4 loss against the host Huntsville Otters. Dukes head coach Marty Abrams told his team not to let yesterday's 7-2 win over the Wisconsin Wilderness get to their heads, and right now his team is looking to keep their win streak going so they can have a much-desired Friday off. In the NHL tonight, both Canadian teams have the night off, but five other games will be on slate. The Rangers will hope to even their series at two games with Washington at home. The Lightning will host the Penguins, who are up one game. Philly and Buffalo will battle in an aggressive game. Philly leads that series 2-1. Anaheim will be in Nashville to play Pecorine and the Preds. Nashville leads that series 2-1. And Phoenix needs a win to stay alive against Detroit, who are up 3-0. On the mound, the Toronto Blue Jays left-hander Brett Cecil gets the nod today as the Jays face the New York Yankees in their final game of the series. The Yanks will counter with Bartolo Colon, and Toronto won the game. Won game one 6-5 on Monday in the 10th inning after gathering a few runs on sure Hall of Famer Mariano Rivera. Regina is moving forward with its redevelopment project that will include a facility for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The project has been delayed for quite some time due to lack of funding, but Riders Board Chairman Roger Bevold is excited for the new plan.
I think the idea this time around is it's much bigger than just the stadium. This is all about a redevelopment, an opportunity to grow our commercial base, grow the downtown, grow residential, and it's a complete plan.
Regina Mayor Pat Fiacco says the private sector is expected to pitch in 75% of the overall development costs. Los Angeles Lakers forward Lamar Odom has won the NBA's Sixth Man Award as the league's top reserve. Odom says he appreciates the recognition that comes with winning the award.
Me just doing whatever the team needs me to do, you know, at the end of the day, and to be able to win this award, I guess kind of sums it up what kind of year I've had.
Odom and the Lakers are currently down one game in their best of seven series with the New Orleans Hornets. A former wrestler who is an Olympic gold medalist that turned pro has pleaded guilty to reckless driving in North Dakota. Kurt Angle will spend 10 days behind bars and has been sentenced to a year of probation. The 42-year-old Pennsylvania resident was arrested on March 25th after his car hit a median. It was originally believed that Angle was intoxicated, but he has denied the claims. Angle won gold for the U.S. in the 1996 Summer Olympics. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Katrina Genovason with 91x weather.
The rain isn't going anywhere today. We can expect to see it continue into this afternoon, but by this evening, it's going to burn off. Cloudy overnight, dropping to a chilly low of -6. Tomorrow, cloudy with sunny periods reaching a high of 6 degrees. And heading into the weekend on Friday, more clouds at a high of 9. At 12:09, it's 3 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Katrina Genovese with Mike Wobshaw. News is next at 1 o'clock.